Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Flipping to the pages of Self, Glamour, and Vogue, we are bombarded with photos of thin models and celebrities. In interviews with many of these models and celebrities, they say they're naturally skinny. Well, does this make them healthy? As a matter of fact, no. Rather, they are what we call skinny fat. Joining us today to talk about the health risks of being skinny fat, also called normal weight obesity, are Jerzy Gregorek, the author of the fantastic book, The Happy Body, The Simple Science of Nutrition, Exercise, and Relaxation. Jerzy, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I absolutely loved your book. It is so thorough, and I love books that show the exercises. You talk about the nutrition, and we talk about this thing we're talking about today, which is being skinny fat. What does that mean?
Well, it means that you can be, have ideal body weight, but wrong muscle and fat proportions. So you can be actually obese and be very skinny. So you can be, let's say, 100 pounds, but you can be obese at the same time because your body fat is more than 30%. So when people lose weight, it is important to lose weight the right way so you don't lose the muscle, because you can lose, let's say, 40 pounds from 150 to 110, and you can be actually more unhealthy when you're 110 than actually you are when you are 150.
Oh, that is so important to get that message out there, because right now our society, and it's been this way for a long time, is so focused on looks and not health, and it needs to be focused on health, and that's why I'm so glad that you're here today. So what are some ways that people need to change their body composition in healthy ways?
Well, the most important is to start exercising the right way. So how we discovered the problem is that we had clients that they were anorexic as well as the obese, so they had also ideal body weight. And you know, after measuring the body fat, we discovered that we all do not have enough muscle. It just happens to us when we age that we lose muscle. So the most important factor here would be to do the exercise program that would help us to grow muscle and not lose it. And that here, everything what happens now in States is the opposite of it. Everybody jumps on a treadmill or running or on a bicycle. And that's actually what causes our problem. When we are on a treadmill, we are losing the muscle. The muscle is the fuel for actually doing whatever we are doing there. So we are counterproductive to what we really want. We become skinny fat. The treadmill is one of the causes, probably the biggest one.
So what we need to be doing is incorporating some sort of strength training. And in the book, you have some wonderful exercises with some handheld weights that don't look too intimidating. Because I know for some people, if they think of weightlifting, they picture, you know, bodybuilders. But that's what's so great about the book, is it's really practical and anybody can use it. And for somebody, let's say it's a 40-year-old woman who hasn't really lifted weights before, but she's doing the treadmill, thinking that, you know, she's doing the right thing. What weight would you recommend that they start with for these exercises?
Well, you know, we usually recommend people to start with, you know, 3 pounds and start doing the program. And there, in the program, you know, exercise program, there are 5 levels of difficulty. So we don't have a problem with 80-year-old women to start the program. So they can easily start doing squats like 2-3 inches down to like a box, 20 or 25-inch box, and start squatting or pressing 3 pounds dumbbells a little bit above the head, so you know, like they know exactly to the eye level, and then they create slowly this progress of flexibility, progress of strength, and progress of better posture. So it's a very genuine system that is based more on enjoying what we do and also improving what we do instead of burning calories. Burning calories actually is a, there are two worst words, I would say, born in the 20th century, burning calories. So everybody is burning calories instead of on doing something. So
right now we're focused on burning calories instead of building strength.
Exercise should have the purpose. and we were stripped from the purpose in '80s, '90s. So all the machines came with burning calories, but that really took away the purpose of exercise, becoming stronger, becoming flexible, becoming a yogi, or becoming a ballet dancer, or becoming a tango dancer, so or a swimmer, or a runner. Everything became burning calories and took away this our attention and intensity from actually an intelligence from all purpose of exercise.
Pat, I'm just shocked because to me the first thing you learn is if you want to lose weight and you want to burn fat, you need to do some sort of aerobic exercise.
The opposite. Yeah.
That is so, and you must, you come across people a lot who are really surprised because I've been in this field for 20 years. I'm really surprised. I mean, I know that strength training is going to build muscle, but I didn't know that the aerobic exercise could be detrimental and turn you into a skinny fat person.
That's what it actually does, and it helps people to age faster because, you know, aging is atrophy. Aging is losing muscle and becoming weaker and becoming tighter. And so everything about aging is really bad for us. And everything about treadmill is exactly the same.
Jersey, it's really interesting because in your incredible book, The Happy Body, you actually write in the preface about what your coach said to you when you were 16 and living in Poland. And if you can tell us what he said and the impact that it had on you.
Well, that's why the title of the book is The Happy Body. The happy really doesn't have anything to do with really happiness in a way. Well, it does a little bit, but the story is, I was in the gym one day and my coach came to me and he said, "So why are you so slow today?" I said, "Slow? I didn't feel I was slow." And then he said, "Is everything good at home?" I said, "Yeah." "And in school?" "Yeah, everything is good." So he tried to find out what I was doing that was making me slow. And he said, "Okay, tell me the day, how the day looks like." So I said, "Well, I wake up at 6 and run to the forest." And then he said, "Oh, you run to the forest? Why are you running to the forest?" And I said, "Well, I want to speed up the process. I want to become a weightlifter faster." So he said, "So wouldn't I know whether you should run to the forest or not?" And, uh-huh. And you know, that question was strange. I said, "Well, you know, I guess so." So he said, "Well, I will teach you the most important lesson in your life right now." And you know, and he said, "You have to keep your body happy." And I laughed, and then he was very serious, so I stopped laughing. Then he said, "You know, it is like this, you know. When you work out and you do certain things during the day, then you have to recover and you have to, be ready for the next day. So in order to do that, I have to know how much effort you spend during the day. So the next day you wake up and you are ready to, you know, to another workout. You are happy. You are, you know, you're enjoying your day. Everything is good. And that is the mastership in life," he said. "That's my purpose here. That's why I am here, to keep you that way." Athletes, you know, they coaches always look for the weakest link in training system, and what is the weakest link? They try to make it better. When people do the opposite, they go and find the strongest link and they want to make it better. And you can see that people who exercise, they are better on running. They want to run even more instead of learning about the diet. Diet people, they want to better in the dieting, but they hate exercise. So there is a certain, or meditators meditate more instead of, you know, exercise or becoming, you know, stronger. So it's the synergy of what we need to do and how to balance, how to find enough exercise, how to find the right exercise, how to eat anti-inflammatory foods, how to eat enough food but not too much food, how to meditate and enough. And that was the purpose of the Happy Body, create that system that would have all of it and enough of it, so we would need to find what is not working, what is our weakest link, and focus on that and make it better.
You know, what would you say about, you know, the importance of the heart muscle getting aerobic exercise? Because I understand that that's very important. And if people aren't doing aerobic exercise, how is that getting addressed?
Well, it's not true that if, sprinters are in aerobic, they are not endurance athletes. So there is a misunderstanding with two terms, aerobic athlete versus endurance athlete. Endurance athlete is the treadmiller, you know, those who run for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or 1 hour, 2 hours. Then sprinters are aerobic athletes as well, but the aerobic is different. They run for 10 seconds, and they rest for 3 minutes. But when they run for 10 seconds, the heartbeat goes to 220 or 240 or whatever, and then drops within about 3 minutes to 70 or 80. And during this time when they are sitting on the bench, they are really in aerobic. So you cannot say the sprinters don't have great hearts. They have really great hearts. And they also in extreme aerobic. The aerobic is more up and down, instead of even when, people run for 1 hour. So the problem is with endurance. It's not really aerobic. All athletes are really in aerobic.
Wow, so interesting. So basically with a happy body program, you're focusing on strength, flexibility, rejuvenation.
When you lift weight, when you lift weight, really it's heavy enough, your heart will be pounding. And
that's
if you
true.
Do three squats or five squats, well, you will find out that your pulse will go up and your heartbeat will go up. It will be starting beating 130 and 140 and 150 after six squats.
Once your coach said that to you at 16, and so you just basically started listening to him, and then you got into bodybuilding, is that correct?
Well, no. I was a lifter, Olympic lifter, I did only lifting, but I didn't run anymore. I stopped running, and then I did only sprints and jumps. That's what, Olympic lifters do. In order to improve the body, they find only important and what makes us better, what makes us faster. And then what makes us faster and better the body is a sprint. You know, when I travel around the country and I ask in the last 20 years, people, who would you like to look? As a sprinter or as a marathon runner? And I tell you, in the 20 years, I've never heard that somebody wants to look like a marathon runner. They all want to look like a sprinter. Mm-hmm. And then when they go to the gym, they do exactly what marathon runners do. So we have the problem between in our mind what we want and what we do.
I see. So it seems like people aren't really sure of how to get what they want.
Yes, exactly. So we know they are not educated. There is no awareness that actually what they do, it doesn't match what they want.
Okay. And again, that's what's so great about the Happy Body book. I mean, it's a beautiful book. The photos are gorgeous. It's nice to pick up a book and actually see what all the exercises are. Talk a little bit about the nutrition portion. I actually made the spicy beef soup, and I thought it was delicious. You know, a lot of people assume when they hear, oh, I'm health conscious, they assume I'm a vegetarian, but I'm not. And your book isn't either. So if you can talk a little bit about that and the role of, eating some meat in a healthy diet.
Well, the whole Happy Body purpose is to create this, as I said, synergy or create the youthfulness and then improve people in many ways, improve flexibility, strength, speed, leanness, and make them with the ideal body weight. And also leanness, it means that they don't become skinny fat but become lean, and they will have enough muscle in when they are in that ideal body weight. So, there is a food plan to it, and there is exercise plan, and there is meditation plan, a relaxation plan. And then in order to create this system for people, it took us about 20 years to really create independent system that people can have a book in wherever they are, and they can create this happy body, this youthful way of living, and graceful and enjoyable. So the it covers the food and it covers the exercise. So the food, we discovered that people do not eat vegetables, first of all. So but vegetables are very anti-inflammatory and the most inflammatory foods. Without vegetables, it's very difficult to have alkaline body and not acidic body.
Mm-hmm.
It's to make the switch, we have to have enough vegetables in our diet. But today, vegetarians, as well as the vegans, as well as the others, do not eat enough vegetables. We garnish our food with vegetables instead of doing some the opposite. So how the happy body works is on a plate, we eat one the volume of one fist of high protein food, mm-hmm. and that could be any animal, or that could be beans and rice. Could be any grains, and it could be a slice of pizza, and then two volumes of fist vegetables. So always when you look at your lunch and dinner, you should have twice as much vegetables by the weight and by the look, whatever you have on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps people to create this alkaline body system that is healthy, anti-inflammatory system, so we don't accumulate inflammation. And then we also have three snacks throughout the day, and these are the usually yogurt or bar or fruit with nuts, and very healthy way of eating. The way I think Michael Pollan would say, wow, that's great, that's wonderful. So very simple, very easy, organized. People understand, right away, simplicity of the happy body eating, and then when they go in, they feel right away better, and everything works better from that perspective. Also, the happy body is a lifestyle, so we incorporated drinking wine or drinking vodka, and how to do it, how to see how many calories you, how to compromise, and when you drink, and of course we shouldn't drink every day, drink every day. And then, there is a exercise program the same way, inflammation from, to doing endurance programs. And the longer we exercise, the more inflammation we create. So, what happens with us when we age, we slowly, accumulate damage over time. And that damage over time can come with from wrong, training, too long training, too much training, and then it's working against us. So to really help ourselves, we have to surrender to what we are, and then we have to start being more wise in our choices. And that choice, endurance choice, is not really our good choice. It's working against us. It's not good for us. So that's why we say no to it.
Well, your book, everyone should say yes to your book, The Happy Body Book, The Simple Science of Nutrition, Exercise, and Relaxation. Jerzy, do you have a website you'd like to give out?
Yeah, we have our webpage is thehappybody.com, and there is a lot of to read. And as I say, we try to learn the body, and we try to learn what the body wants from us and give it to it. And when you give to the body all of it what the body likes and enjoys, then you can do it forever. So that's how the happy body is created. It's created like this beautiful Mozart or Chopin music that you play in your life, and you enjoy playing, and by that playing, your body becomes also better and enjoys it. So that is the purpose of it.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Be sure to check out the Happy Body. Take care. Bye-bye.